I'm going to invite him up here, and as he comes up, I'm going to pave the way just by inviting God to speak through you this morning, if that's all good. You can join me up here. So God, we pray this morning as we humble ourselves before you, Lord, would you use Andrew. Lord, we acknowledge that you've been speaking to Andrew throughout this week as he prepares for us this morning. And so God, as we listen, would you open our hearts to receive, would you open our ears to hear, and open our eyes to see where you're moving this morning. Would you speak through Andrew this morning? We pray in your name. Amen.
Andrew. Had a great time last week, didn't we? Celebrating 30 years as a church and launching partnership. That's really cool. I wonder who's going to be around in 30 years' time. I crunched some numbers. Judy might be pretty similar to Margaret, who's just turned 90. Sorry, Judy. Emily, Gaines not here. Emily might be a bit more similar to her mum's age. And Andy might be similar to Gary. So, yeah. I'm not sure who's 72, but I think Lynn and John might be close. Yeah. Anyway, have you ever seen God? It's a rhetorical question. Have you ever seen God? How do we know that God is real if we cannot see God? I think that's a honest question, isn't it? Questions are great. Curiosity is to be celebrated, I think. It's natural and normal to think and to ask and to question and to doubt. If God is real and if the Bible is trustworthy, then they can handle our questions, our doubts, and our uncertainty. We need not fear. We can go on a journey of discovery. If God is real, what is God like? Now, sometimes we might describe a person as being like something to help us understand something of what that person is like. It's a simile, isn't it? So, for example, Wayne is like a weightlifter. Really strong and enjoys wearing tight-fitting clothes. I had some other people aren't here that I had some little things of here. Parat is like a cheetah, really, really fast with super quick reflexes. Ezra is like a trampoline, bouncy and fun. Lynn is like a school playground, full of chatter and good times. Claudia is like your favourite school teacher, sensible, kind and fun. Emily, like a mountain lion, strong and fast at climbing hills. And Tim, Tim's not here. He's in Wellington. Oh, I saw a photo, I should have known that, yeah. Oh, well, I'm just going to say it, then I can say that I've said it and he has to look at it, listen to it. Tim is like an Apple iPhone 13 Pro. Highly capable, super smart, quick and a little sexy. What is God like? That's a nice little segue there. The Bible helps us understand more about God by giving us lots of pictures that describe something, but not everything, of what God is like. Over the next few weeks, we're going to look at some images or concepts of what God is like to help us try to learn more about God's character, God's goodness, God's attributes. So even though we cannot see God, we can get more of an idea of what God is like. And we'll be utilizing one of my favorite books that I have. We actually have done something on similar to this a while back, and I'm hoping you can't remember. One of my favorite books by the brilliant person and author, Rachel Held Evans. And you guessed it, it is called What is God Like? And she uses many of the Bible's images for God and helps them come alive in a sentence or two. So we'll hear over the next few weeks how God is like a dancer, how God is like the stars, how God is like a garden, how God is like the wind, and maybe some others too. And today we're thinking about how God is like a fort. Here we go. God is like a fort, strong and secure, with walls that are mighty and safe. Inside, there are hidden places to hold you when you're scared or need a quiet place to rest. This idea of God being like a fort comes from half a dozen references in the Bible. One of these being in Psalm 18 that we've had read out earlier, where a young guy in his 20s called David, not that young guy in his 20s and not that David, he wrote and sung these words. I love you, Yahweh, my strength. Yahweh, my mountain crag or steep rocky cliff. My fort, my rescuer, my God. My rock behind whom I take refuge, my shield, my horn of deliverance, my stronghold. The one whom I praise and to whom I call is Yahweh, and from the enemy I am saved. Why did David write about God being like a fort? What was going on for him? Here's a story that tells us a bit about what was going on. The context. So it's interesting that we've talked about, David's come up a few times with this statue. Is that right? Yeah. Yeah. And it's David from the Bible. That's what this is about, yeah. So David, this David that David mentioned before, when he went to see David, lived around 3,000 years ago. 3,000 years. When David was roughly intermediate school age, he was chosen to be the next king of Israel. Imagine that, King Ezra, or King Parat. But there was already a king in place called Saul. A few years later, when David was in his 20s, King Saul got to know David. Saul loved David as he helped him in war and he helped him calm down when he was losing it. But Saul also hated David, as he could see that David was loved by the people and that he was going to be a much better king than he was. At times, Saul tried to attack David and kill him. At one point, David was hiding in the hills in Israel, far away from Saul and towns where people lived. He'd found a cave and was living there when Saul and his army came by one day searching for him. King Saul decided to go into a cave to go to the toilet. The same cave David was hiding out in. David saw him coming and hid at the back of the cave, and so then he had a chance to get Saul. All he had to do was sneak up on him and make sure he had a peg on his nose. But instead of hurting Saul, who was trying to hurt him, he just cut off the little bit of the edge of Saul, King Saul's robe, and then he stayed hiding. Then when Saul left and was down at the bottom of the hill, David called out to him, showing him the bit of robe, and proved to Saul that he wasn't interested in hurting him. And so Saul stopped chasing David. And David wrote a song to God about it, called a psalm, where he links the idea of a strong, secure place, like his cave, to be like a fort. He links those ideas and how this is what God is like. So another probably better word for God is Yahweh. Here are the words of David's song again. I love you, Yahweh, my strength. Yahweh, my mountain crag, my fort, my rescuer, my God, my rock behind whom I take refuge, my shield, my horn of deliverance, my stronghold. The one whom I praise and to whom I call is Yahweh, and from the enemy I am saved. So when things are really difficult for David, when people are against him, when he's left out and isolated, when he's struggling with what to do, when the world seems to be against him, when he's scared, when he needs a place to rest, this is what David does. He affirms his love for God. He recognizes his strength comes from God as he lives faithfully to how he understands God. and he sees God as safe. A hideaway spot on a steep rocky cliff, like a fort, like a rock behind which he can hide, like a shield that protects, like a stronghold, which is what a fort is. God is like a fort or hut, strong and secure, with walls that are mighty and safe. Inside there are hidden places to hold you when you're scared or need a quiet place to rest. So we can often feel a bit like David and how David did in his cave fort. We might feel like everybody is against us or that nobody likes us. We might feel like escaping from stress or from doing something hard or something we don't like. We might feel like we want to be in a small space, locked away, hidden, out of sight, enclosed and safe. We might feel like we want to be hugged, held close, knowing the presence and comfort of somebody else being with us in hard times. Perhaps that's where forts and blankets come in. Perhaps God is like these. I spoke with Naomi about this stuff from her occupational therapy perspective. And there's some good science in support of forts and blankets helping us. Often people feel more comfortable and safer in an enclosed space from a, you know, sensory perspective. It's been hardwired into us that caves and forts with warm fires and family and friends are good, safe, peaceful places. In these, we're not exposed out in the open. We're less vulnerable to attack. And also, when we wrap up in a blanket, there comes feelings of comfort from the closeness and touch from the blanket, doesn't there? And that feels like a hug. And the feelings we get from a hug are so good for us, in part due to the hormone oxytocin being released into our bodies. This is what God is like. God is like a calming and soothing, safe place that we can go to when we are feeling stressed or attacked. God is like a blanket wrapped around us, bringing up our oxytocin levels of feel good just when we need it, to help keep us going in the faithful, wise ways of Jesus. At Wednesday youth group the other week, Ethan was teaching on the parable of Jesus told of the sinning tax collector who approached God at the temple with humility to seek mercy. The following week, Ethan asked the group if they could remember the characters in the story. And one boy piped up and said, I think there was a taxi driver. But the key message was that we can be honest with God. We can be honest with God like the taxi driver. And that's really what I want to leave us with this morning. We can be like the taxi driver, the tax collector, coming to God, being honest with God about how we really, truly are. Because God is like a fort, strong and secure, with walls that are mighty and safe. Inside there are hidden places to hold you when you're scared or need a quiet place to rest. Me noi tato. Let's pray together. God, when everything else seems to be moving and uncertain, you are strong. You are secure. We can talk to you anytime and anywhere about anything. We can trust that you hear us. We can trust that you are with us like a warm blanket, and that the life and ways of Jesus will guide us. Thank you that in you there is room for all people. Thank you that we can help make safe places for each other to connect with you too. Like how you helped David, please help us in our doubts and fears, our busyness and our vulnerabilities. Amen.